and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 232! But of much more significance, incoming Apple event! Third in 3 months. Could get used to this. Credit card? Less so. Just saying. I think this is in honour of Paul moving, you know. Anyway, we've already been in the chat, haven't we? Hello, Simon. Hello, Jonathan. 59 people already dislike it on YouTube. I presume this is the Apple event, not an after hours. But there, you never know. People are weird. What can I say? Jonathan's waiting for Boris to leak something on Monday, meaning he has to do an explanatory press conference on Tuesday, 4:30, delayed by an hour and a half. I could see it, Jonathan. But you know what? I wouldn't be watching it. Oh, hello, Kim. In fact, you know what? All of Boris's press conferences are exactly the same. Let me give you an example. Simple question to you, Boris. Boris. And that's it. Or as Simon calls him, Bongo. Yeah, because he's barking mad. Oh dear, oh dear. Hello, Kim. CQ Deb, CQ Deb. So today was a good day. Oh, fabulous. Motivational Monday. Oh. Sounds good. They're going to catch up with MacBite's episodes. Oh, Jonathan, that's a low blow. That's a low blow. If Boris does that, my membership card's getting sent back to him. What of the Boris fan club? You're not a member, surely. The man's an idiot. Honestly, they're all idiots. Listening to them all. And if I hear one more word, I mean, honestly, apologies if you are in this group of people, but I can't see it. My mental health's being adversely affected. Just sit on the sofa. This is not rocket science. This is not the war. And considering it's Remembrance Week, could we just remember that this went on for like 4 or 5 years in the war? And people were dying right and left. Their houses were getting bombed. This is fine. Just stay home. It's really simple. Apparently, we are even now getting 80% of your salary to just stay home. Am I looking at this too simplistically? But we've got people on the TV with, oh, but I need to go out because I need my hair done. Really? Just shave it off. Problem solved. I should be in charge of the country. I'm telling you, I should be in charge. Hello, Paul. Oh, Seahawks win. Excellent. Excellent. Simon says he needs his hair done. Looks like Bill Bailey. Well, you could always tie it back then. Or, like I say, shave it off. It's hair. It'll regrow. And to be honest with you, it could probably be longer than mine by the time we get out of lockdown. Mine's not even been trimmed since February. Got a trim in February. Nothing since. But do you know what? Oh, long gone are the days of a fringe. Oh, yeah. It's like a curtain now. The last time I had a fringe as long as this is was when my mother decided it would be a good idea to do my hair in a kind of tie-back thing. So she took like, it was the same length all the way round, like Cousin It in the Addams Family. And she would take the front bit and like flop it over the top in some kind of, never mind. Anyway, it got cut after that. I couldn't be doing with it. Oh, just as funny as Bill Bailey. There you go, Simon. It's your distinctive look. There you go. So what do we start with, the Apple event or Boris? Boris. There you go. That's Boris. The Labour Party totally agreed with him, but said it should have been done sooner. So it's always like, you know, backhanded compliment, isn't it? And then all the MPs started and I thought, oh, is it still illegal to just lock the door and leave them in there forever? Apparently it is. Darn it. Oh, Paul's invested in a hair trimmer. May never go to a barber's again. And Mrs. Simon has gone to collect the click and collect. She's furious. This does not bode well for your evening, Simon. There have been more substitutions than the end of the England Swaziland match. Oh dear. And was it things like the lemons you wanted is now lemon flavoured washing up liquid? Was it those kind of substitutions? Oh, not good. Not good. How's your hair, Jonathan? Are you still growing it? It looked rather magnificent on the vicar. Oh, talking of which, there was a question. Oh, good grief, what country was it? You know the BBC do a news quiz every week. I know which it was. It was somewhere in America. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see. Oh, no, that's not what I'm looking for. Maybe one of our American friends can help me out here. But it was a BBC news quiz. And it came out the week after Jonathan had done his dressing up as the vicar thing. There is a state in America where that is illegal and Jonathan would have been put in prison. Can't for the life of me remember which one. But it was all to do with the Reformation or something. I can't remember. I've got the gist of it, but it is only the gist of it. Seriously. You are not allowed to dress up or, as they say, impersonate. A member of the clergy, and they rattled off, it was rabbis, vicars, priests, even nuns. And it was to do with the fact it harked back virtually to the beginning of America. I can't remember which state it was. But I remember thinking it wasn't the one I thought it was. And I was thinking of like the real southern states, but I don't think it was. It was somewhere innocuous like Minnesota or somewhere. But maybe you can tell me because I just can't remember which state. But there you go. So Jonathan would be in prison. We would be sending him cakes with a file in. But that was all in relation to your hair. How's it doing, Jonathan? One haircut this year. It's going to be a ponytail. Why not? Nothing wrong with that. Mike's bought a new comb. He could do with one much stronger than he bought, but he's bought a new comb. Mike's not had a haircut this year at all. And we're heading into November. So you can imagine. Go for a Farrah Fawcett style. Hey, it could come. It could come, Simon. It's called a V.S. Sassoon. Oh, loads of attachments. That's dangerous. That's totally dangerous. Are you sure it sounds a bit like a vacuum cleaner? Are you sure it doesn't work in the same way? Oh, poor Jonathan. He's trying to have a look. You've seen many pregnant nuns at parties. That's probably the Catholic side. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, I wish I could remember which state it was. But there was a little explanation as well, but I didn't get the right state. I was thinking something like Alabama and it was nothing like. Oh, dear. But it reminded me of our Jonathan, because he did look totally amazing. I don't think they'd have twigged you, Jonathan. They'd have just thought you were a real priest and be done with it. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we did threaten, you know, in our year when Mike was president, that we could have Vickers and Tarts party. Apparently that was frowned upon. No idea why, didn't say. Anyway, what do we think we're going to see at the Apple event? Another one. Now, somebody came out a good couple of weeks back and said it'd be the 17th, and I said that's a smidgen late for Black Friday. But put your money on the 10th, I said. Oh, how right was I? The only thing was, I was thinking they'd announce it tomorrow, instead of which they surprised me and announced it today. But still caught them. Didn't sneak it past me. And it's called One More Thing. Does this indicate it really is only one thing? I'm thinking Biggles incoming. Incoming Biggles, I'm thinking. There's no way I've got kit to put that on. Not at the moment, there isn't. But hopefully, if they do have anything in the way of Apple Silicon, then the max at the moment, the shipping dates are shocking. So I'm hoping that the shipping dates will drop a bit so they can get it in for Black Friday. That's my thoughts. Preloaded with Biggles. Oh, just imagine. It's a nice little Christmas present. Or a present just because. Just because my mental health requires it. I can't just sit on the sofa and do nothing, apparently. I need a new toy. Thing is, they're saying it'll be the 13-inch MacBook Pro, which you bought not that long ago. The MacBook Air, which I bought in 2018, and I'm not really requiring another one. But you know, if it was a mini, I might be tempted just because, you know, just because it's 2020 and I want a new toy. Do you know, my purchasing has been political for a good few years. The one I had before this went back for repair and came back in a different body. It was a bit like Doctor Who. But this one was bought because of the result of the 2017 election in the UK. And now, of course, it's 2020 and anything goes. So a political purchase. There you go. Political purchase. Oh, we could do some kind of unboxing. If there's anything to unbox, we could unbox it. How are you two? Oh dear, did it rain?
Just a little bit.
On the upside,
there's a fireworks.
There was a firework went off before. Well, I think it was a firework. It could have been a bomb. Honest to God, I've never heard one as loud as that. The house shook. Lola was in here with us sat on the floor begging for food, as ever. Some things never change. But the house shook. The outside lit up. And as soon as it had like exploded, and it did sound like an explosion, and all the neighbourhood dogs started barking, absolutely petrified. Lola sat there, looked at Mike, looked at me, rolled over, nodded off. She's amazing. Either that or stone deaf, which we can rule out. Because when I inadvertently moved the treat box this afternoon, shot up the stairs like she had indeed been shot from a cannon. So she's not deaf, she's just choosing to ignore it. But that was going on all the while before Mike went out. Oh! Oh, I say! Mike's changing his pants.
Good job
in the office.
Good job we've not got studio cams.
Hello! Oh, did I not mention the video? Yes, put a dry pair of pants on, why don't you? But at least the rain meant that they had a decent walk. So is she okay now?
She's fine.
She's going to demand more food because
she's had a poo, she's had a wee, she's had a walk.
She's had her excitement for the day.
And she's eating her dinner. She's probably finished it by now.
Oh, lovely Lola. Lovely, lovely Lola. What type of show is this? Jonathan!
Vickers and Tarts.
Yes, we were talking about a Vickers and Tarts party. Remember I suggested it as one of the events for your P year and it was frowned upon. We could do that because Jonathan's already. But I was saying there was a quiz on the BBC and one of the questions was, in what state of America is it illegal to impersonate basically, but to dress up as a priest, a vicar or a nun? But it's clearly not Kim's. She says she's seen many a pregnant nun. So at which point Catholicism got mentioned, but never mind. We've moved on since then. Oh my word. You could just sit on the sofa and watch a movie you've never seen before, just saying. I could, couldn't I, Kim? I could. Do you know, I need to have a watch list, but I don't think I'm trusting you lot anymore. That pandemic was shocking. Oh, my God, it was bad. No, I need good films. One of them is one of my mum's. It's A Wonderful Life. So I might get to see It's a Wonderful Life this year. What else was on my list? Oh, it was quite shocking when I admitted I'd never seen Mamma Mia. But somehow I have heard Pierce Brosnan, which the two could be related. Could have been totally put off Mamma Mia by Pierce Brosnan.
I'm just looking at Simon. Needs his hair cut.
Yes.
Like me.
Well, Jonathan's had his hair cut once this year. I said you've not done it at all this year. Wasn't it December?
I think it was December.
So you're just going for the year look?
Yeah, or maybe I'll get one of those trimmers like Paul says.
I said I'd cut it for you. You didn't trust me.
Of course I trust you.
Well, I mean, what? Seriously, Mike, what would you do with that lot? Look at all the little adapters.
Pick number two.
There isn't... Oh, hang on, there is a number two. Quarter of an inch. Number two is quarter of an inch.
Mind you,
what's the glue in aid?
Mind you, like, in case you cut yourself, I guess.
Or to stick it back on.
Yeah. Last time I asked for a number two, it kicked off. We had a row.
He came back and he looked like a boiled egg. No joke. He looked like a complete skinhead. Wasn't fit to be seen out with for about a month.
I had hair.
I'll dig the picture out. I will.
So will I.
September it was, a few years ago. It was bad. Yes, it did kick off. Is it Alabama in 1965? So It's a Wonderful Life's a good film. I always watch Scrooge. Scrooge is probably my most watched film ever. I see that at least twice a year, every year. Have seen Gone with the Wind a couple of times. Probably about four or five times with Mum and since then as well. But that's long, so I tend to watch it in episodes. What else is on my list to watch that people have said is fabulous? Oh, yes, Simon on kitchen duty is going to have a Farrah Fawcett do.
What's a Farrah Fawcett do?
All flicked out.
Oh.
How would we describe yours?
Scruffy.
Needs its own postcode. Look at his face. Oh, good night, Jonathan. Oh, good grief, there's more than one state that don't have priest garbs. Wow, I did not know this, Deb. But they weren't the states that I thought they'd be. That was the scary thing. Paul's listening in the car. Hello, Paul. New Apple event on the 10th. Ooh, we're excited. Oh, I hope there's a mini. Could I just indulge myself and buy a Mac Mini, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I should. You know, you've got to help Apple along.
That's a Farrah Fawcett, isn't it?
Yes, flicked out to the side.
Is she or isn't she?
What?
Do you not remember that advert?
Is she or isn't she what?
I think it was wearing hair spray. Harmony. Wasn't it Harmony?
Which has a totally different meaning in the UK now. Just saying.
Is she or isn't she?
Oh,
yeah.
God, what will it come up with?
Harmony hairspray, is she or isn't she? Well, there was a skit on that.
I'm sure there was on account of the Harmony shops.
No. No.
What, is she or isn't she pregnant?
No.
Oh, let's leave it alone. It's looking dangerous. He's smirking. I don't like it.
Wearing underwear.
Well, I can honestly say I know the answer to that in the office. It's all right. Jonathan's gone. Jonathan's too young for things like that. Shall I tell him the answer to that or not?
Yeah, go on.
Commando. He just needs a kilt, don't you?
No, because I've got my jogging pants on now.
You have now. You didn't before. I can assure you, you didn't before. You see, Simon remembers that. Simon, I've got a question for you. Not done baking and seeing as though you're on kitchen duty. Did you ever make the Rolo cake? We need to know things like this. The Rolo cake. You could do that in preparation for Tuesday when we have our another Apple event. It is a 6 o'clock in the UK, which is a 10 o'clock Pacific and a 1 p.m. in the afternoon New York time. So we'll probably do the same as we've done for the last 2 months. This is becoming a habit. We'll do Marooned at T-3, 4 o'clock. Then we'll do the Matt Bites Live, 5 o'clock. And then we'll take Apple, 6 o'clock. And then we'll have a post-mortem. Or we might have a mass, let's all go and buy one and meet up later and compare what we've bought. Or Biggles could be out and I could be biggling. I don't think I've got anything I can biggle. Oh, I have, haven't I? I could biggle the laptop. That's probably not a good idea. But that's the only machine I've got. I've only got two machines that will take it, I think. So it's either the iMac, which, you know, it's not working already, so leave it alone, or the laptop. I could biggles the laptop. There's something to consider. Or I could just buy one with it already biggled, which is the safest plan. Totally the safest plan. You're going to research it. Well, there was a recipe, Simon. It isn't going to take much research. But you could fall foul of Mrs. Simon's alternatives in the basket, couldn't you? The replacements. You could order something like, you know, a chocolate cake mix and end up with a bar of Bourneville, which a Rolo cake will not make. So you'd have to be very careful. You need to take Mike's approach, which is place an order with Tesco and then place a holding order with Asda for the next day. Wait and see what Tesco don't bring and then order that from Asda. Rinse and repeat the following week. Do you know the food's costing us a fortune, isn't it?
It is. Because you've got to do the minimum order.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We need to plan this out.
Rein it in.
Need to rein it in a bit. As long as we've got toilet rolls for the duration, for at least 4 weeks. Maybe that's why they've given us till Thursday, so everyone can stock up on toilet rolls. I wouldn't mind, but that isn't even funny, is it? Because people are doing that. They had pictures of people in the morning paper and they were coming out of Costco with, you know how big the trolleys are in Costco, absolutely stacked high. It's 4 weeks and all you've got to do, remember, sit on your sofa. That's it. It's fine. Or apparently not. I'm wondering, you know, if I get my mum's hard drive out, which had the iTunes library on it. It had all kinds of stuff in there. I know what I'll do. I'll let you guys choose what I should watch. If I ever reach the dizzying heights of being bored, you know, like people are bored after 2 seconds flat being at home, what I should watch on Amazon Prime. There we go. Amazon Prime. No, it's got Prime now. God. Amazon Prime Video UK. Because that one you sent me the other day, not on Amazon Prime in the UK. Rather disappointingly. What have we got on Amazon Prime in the UK? Right, let's have a look. Isn't there a button you can push on here and only see Prime Video? Where we don't see all the stuff that when you click it, you've actually got to pay for it. All of that stuff. Is that possible, Mike? Prime Video.
No idea.
Hang on. Included with Prime. Right, I'm there. Not that I should trust you after the last one. I mean, this is why I don't watch these films. What the hell is this rubbish? Right, movies we think you'll like. This is going to be a good one. The Lie. It looks like a horror film. I don't watch horror films. The Clove Hitch Killer. What's that? Borat. Trust me, I'm not watching Borat. Best Picture winner, Parasite. Where do they get the idea that this is what I want to watch? Because it's not. A Lonely Place to Die. Oh, this is all very upbeat, isn't it? Should we carry it? Bloodlines. Black Box. Runaway Jury. Aha! I, sit down, have seen Runaway Jury at least twice. Good film. Enjoyed that. A Time to Kill. I've seen it. Won't be watching it again. Oh, it was terribly depressing. Imagine the book wasn't much better. Oh, these are all like, I mean, what's Trafficked? Oh, no. Has anybody said yes to anything yet? You're only allowed one toilet paper purchase for visits.
That was like when they had a limit on the hand sanitizer. The hand wash.
Do you know we've never managed to get any hand sanitizer from a supermarket, have we? In all the while this has been going on, none of them. I found another film I've seen. Kim will be lying down at this rate. The Sentinel with Kiefer Sutherland. That was why I've seen it. Kiefer Sutherland was in it. But that was a good film. I enjoyed that. Oh, hang on. I think they might have made a suggestion I might be interested in. Let's back up a bit. Hang on. What was that film? It looks like the kind of thing my mum would watch. Yeah, it doesn't look like a horror film in disguise as a Christmas film, I don't think. It's called The Christmas Lodge. A heartwarming, hang on, a... Come back. No. Nope. The little thing that said a heartwarming ... has disappeared. But it does say it's a heartwarming trip to the mountains. Right, I tell you what, I'm going to put that... Kim's going to hear this first. She'll share it with Kath. I'm going to put that on the watch list. Da, da, da! It was conspiracy theory that's not on Amazon Prime here, Kim. And I don't think I've seen that. But some of these are just horrific. I wouldn't watch them anyway. Trapped by the internet. Well, we're all trapped. The Hobbit, The Turning, Evil Silence, Silent Veil, The Purge. These look like horror films and I'm not watching them. Oh, hang on, what's that one? Airline Disaster, Crash of the Century. Now, I do watch stuff like that, I'll be honest. Right, that's it for the films it thinks I'll like. Should we have a look at the films it thinks I won't like? But it'll mention them anyway. Oh, now Chicago Med's on there, and I have seen that. Oh dear. There's one about the American president. I'm leaving that alone, especially in light of tomorrow. I'm leaving that right alone. That's probably why they didn't do it this week, isn't it?
I was going to say.
It would have clashed with that a little bit. Mind you, it's all over barring the shouting, isn't it? No, it's all over barring the counting. That's it. Anyway, I'll tell you who has made a prediction. No, I mustn't. I must leave the politics alone, mustn't I?
Yes.
Leave the politics alone. Can I just say Nigel Farage? You'll know exactly who he thinks is going to win. What else have I got? Why are there? There's not that many Christmas films. But I'll leave those two on there. Oh, there's something else I've seen there. You're definitely going to have to lie down. Damages. Do you remember the series Damages?
Yeah, with Glenn Close.
That was a good series. I loved that. I do definitely remember watching that. Jack Ryan. I saw the first series of Jack Ryan. And I also saw that the second series was available. Couldn't for the life of me remember anything from the first series. Oh dear. So I thought I'll have to go back and rewatch that. What was the other one that you was on that I enjoyed? I watched the first series of two Amazon Prime things. One was The Man in the High Castle and I thought it was fantastic. But when the second series started, I had it on a soundbar and the sound was appalling. So I thought, oh, I'll have to watch that on different equipment. And I never went back and watched it. And I don't know what season they're up to now. Series 4, by the look of it. So needless to say, I've forgotten what the first series was like. And there was that other one, though. You know the one your mother started watching before we all went into the first lockdown?
The Crown. The Crown.
No, not The Crown. No, she was watching it on a friend's Amazon Prime thing. It was a Jewish history thing. It was set in the 70s, I think, and it was about the Nazi hunters. Was it called Nazi Hunter?
Can't remember.
Well, was it? Did it have Hunter in it? Was it Hunters? Yes, it was called Hunters. I watched the first episode and it was absolutely heartbreaking, so I had to leave it alone. I thought it's the kind of thing I could only watch in very small things. Definitely. You have to go and say the N-word. What N-word? Even his initials are dodgy. Oh, the N-word, that one. Yes. Nigel. Well, he thinks he knows. If he does, you know, if that was Boris making a prediction like that and it came true, people would think it was a swizz. So I'm wondering, you know, if that did happen, can't we say he had insider knowledge or something? Something's got to have gone on there. Have you seen all of The Man in the High Castle? I've only seen the one series. And the other one was... the first season was absolutely fantastic. It was... Oh, what's it called? Is it Bosch? Harry Bosch. Yes, I think it's called Bosch. The actor in it is brilliant. Titus Welliver. Love him in the character. Are they up to season 6? I watched the first season and I could not wait for the second season. When the second season arrived, I like saw half of the first episode and I thought, that's just not that great. And now they're up to season 6, so I think I'd have to go back again. But the first season was fantastic of that. I really enjoyed it. If you're going to watch Hunters, I've seen the first episode. It was a really long one as well. I think it was a double episode. It's very, very good. But oh my God, it's heart-wrenching to watch. It's a difficult one to watch. I'm actually quite surprised it was quite as graphic as it was. I guess it has to be, given the subject matter. But it's a tough one to watch. But it's very good. Now, I think I'll have to give Bosch another go, won't I? Because I really enjoyed the first season. I thought it was fantastic. I don't know what went wrong with the second one. Mind you, you know, I was exactly the same with House. Did anybody watch that? Watch the first season.
That was with Fry, wasn't it?
Laurie.
Laurie Fry.
Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie, not Laurie Fry.
No, that's somebody totally different, Mike. No, he was brilliant in it, but I think the thing was, after a season of it, it was like the plot was the same every week. Another one I was like that with was that, what was the aircraft one? Lost. First season, great. And then it just seemed to go on and on and on. I stopped watching after season one. But what was funny was when it came to like the conclusion, it's like, what do I do? You know, see the conclusion. And apparently I didn't see it, but apparently everyone was like, that was garbage. So I thought, well, I'm glad I didn't waste like the other 9 seasons of it. Oh dear. Hello, Tracy. We're all excited. New Apple event. Yay! Next Tuesday. That sounds like a very good programme, Simon. What's it about? We don't have Netflix. No Netflix here. Deb loved House. I did love the first season. I really did. I think it was just the way that it's put on here. I think if you could binge watch it, it'd be good. But it wasn't. The way it was put on here, it was like one episode and then they changed the time the following week and you were like following around trying to find the show. And I don't like that. I like to know when it's on and it'd be on. I mean, 24 was like religious. 10 o'clock Sunday night, BBC Two. Until it went on Sky. But that was only because I don't think BBC could afford it, could they? But it was the BBC that made that series, definitely. I did see one on, I think it was Prime. It was to do with American politics, but they were all like older guys in a house together. So it was like a frat house, but they were in their 60s. It was so funny. I love that. I think, is it John Goodman? I think John Goodman was in it. I couldn't name any of the others, but I think John Goodman was one of the ones that was in it. Do I have a link? Is this to the Apple event, Kim? I'm not sure they it's on YouTube already. YouTube Apple event. I'm not sure if they've put a page up for it, but it's called One More Thing. So let's see if we can find it. Oh, don't keep doing that. God, that does annoy me. There's the link on YouTube. Jonathan assured me it already had 59 dislikes. It's now 73. Having said that, there's 7,800 that like it. So there you go. One more thing next week. So we're doing the 4 o'clock for Maroon. That's T-3. Then we're doing a Mac Bites Live. Then we're taking Apple Stream and then we're having a post-mortem when we've done. That's the plan. So third month running. Third month running. Do you know, it is quite funny when you look at their stats of how people watch it. We're assuming the One More Thing, of course, is going to be something Biggles-ish. But yes, an event. Oh, Kim likes The Good Doctor. I've seen that. I did see a couple of things. Nina recommended that. And it is on Now TV. But I think I've only seen the first 2 series. I totally missed the third. In the middle of all this pandemic, I totally missed the third. It'll come back on again. Right, so it's like it's about a rich family who are defrauded by their own accountant and end up having to live in the town that the father bought for the son as a joke a few years before. That sounds fantastic. It's not Boris and Stanley, is it? Just saying. Hello, Anthony. Have you heard? There's a new Apple event next Tuesday. Yay! So we're all very excited, aren't we, Mike?
Yeah. Well,
I'm possibly slightly more excited than Mike. Mind you, he's still drying out, to be honest. Yes, at least, you know, I thought it was quiet while you were out with the dog, given how loud it had been before. Dusty would have been inside those gym jams, Simon, if he'd have heard that go off here today. Think yourself lucky. It's a grand name for a town, isn't it, Tracy? Mind you, that's pretty much where we all are at the moment. Lockdown looming on Thursday. But now we've got an Apple event to look forward to, so, you know, no crisis, is it? You make him sound like a ferret. No, he would have been scared to death. I jumped. The dog didn't turn a hair. Her and Maya obviously separated at birth, weren't they?
Mm.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how she is that calm. Because I jumped and went, what the hell was that? It sounded like a bomb. It did not sound like fireworks. It sounded like a bomb. And it was followed by about three more that were probably 80% as bad as the first. She's completely blasé, laid back, whatever. And I'm like, what's going on outside? Have we still got a roof? I hate people who do that. I mean, I know it's coming up to bonfire night, but the time it was, which was about what? What did you say, about 6:15? People would still be travelling home from work, wouldn't they?
Mm.
It's raining, it's pitch black. And I don't think children need fireworks like that. They're more interested in what they look like, not this almighty bang. I don't think it was on our side of the road. We'll have to plot it on your map, Simon. I think it was on the other side of the road. I wouldn't like to say how close it was, but it was certainly loud enough. So, Friday could be interesting.
Simon's been watching Schitt's Creek.
Yes. Which sounds fabulous, doesn't it? But it's a Netflix thing, Mike. So unless we can piggyback on your mother's. And then, of course, it would come up in her most recently watched, so we should probably leave that alone.
We tried that, but she didn't know her password.
I know. It's working on her TV, but she's not a clue what her password is. It'll all work out in the end. Oh, there's an old show that I enjoyed. Bones. Did like that, because I've read the books, although the books did go off a bit. But I did like Bones. We met her, didn't we? The one in Manchester at the church that
Kathy
time.
Rikes.
Mm.
Yeah.
She did a reading of, I think it was her third book. And it was arranged through Waterstones. But they got that many bookings for it. They needed another venue that was bigger. And there's this church literally 50 yards away from Waterstones. So they hired it for the night. And the thing was, the book opens out in a churchyard where they're digging up a body. And Kathy Rikes herself said, you know, I'm on tour with this book. She said, and I've never done a reading anywhere more appropriate than this. Because it was like one of the oldest churches in Manchester. It was amazing. Oh, that was a good night, that was. Why are there two? Is Bones Series 11? I've not seen Series 11, I don't think. Oh, I know one that I thought would be good and then I don't think I kind of gelled with it. One called SWAT, with the guy who used to be in Criminal Minds. The black guy that was big friends with the tech girl. And I thought that would be amazing. And I must admit, nah. When I watched an episode, I thought, I don't really care, you know, what happens to the characters. In which case, not much point watching, is there? So that's where I'm at with that. But I've put those two films on there. So they are now my next to watch films. I will report back how we go with those. There are, Anthony, I do believe, silent fireworks. Because I hate the bangers as well. I don't see the point in them. I think if there's something to see, great. But all these things do is they seem to throw them in a bin and they just explode. So there's just a huge bang. What's the point in that? But these silent fireworks, I saw a piece on them. I think it was Facebook, and I reposted it, and I got loads of my followers coming back. There's a girl, we go to church with her mum and dad, and she's got this rescue dog who's always in mischief, isn't he, Milo? Mm. He's always in trouble. He's always eating something he shouldn't. That was the one that they went in and they had to operate to take out what he'd eaten, and it turned out to be a pair of her knickers. And she said she'd never been so embarrassed. So you can imagine. He cries like a baby. Another one was a guy who had a dog called Freddy, who is a sheepdog, isn't
it? Sheepdog.
Not probably similar size, maybe a little bit smaller than Lola. And he cries like a baby as well. So pretty much everybody who has a dog is telling us that their dogs cry like a baby with the fireworks. So when I posted this thing about silent fireworks, they were all like, oh, absolutely, we should have that. But he's supposed to have said no fireworks this year, but I'm not seeing that, are you?
No.
No, I predict Thursday, Friday and Saturday will be chaotic. You will hear it all on After Hours. I have every confidence. You'll be deafened with it. Because no matter what I do with these microphones, it's going to pick up that. If it was as loud as tonight, it would definitely pick it up. To the point I'm thinking it's probably wise to hang something up at the windows, isn't it?
Hmm.
Because if one of those rockets escapes, it's going to be clean through that. You need something to slow it down. You know, like bomb-proof insulation or something. I did threaten to put a rail up there, didn't I, under the clock? That was when it was really cold. Yeah, but I haven't got a rail now and we can't go out. So never mind. I'll tell you what, I've had a good year off of DIY. Because pretty much I've got, like, all the equipment and no screws or anything to put together. Awesome. Been fantastic. Oh, let's have a look. Bones was the worst culprit for overtech enhanced that scan that I know. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Oh, Tracy missed which films I was going to watch. Top of my list, Kim says I've got to watch this one, is It's a Wonderful Life, which I hadn't seen. What else did I just put on my watch list? What was the second one, guys? And I said I'll put that. Oh, The Christmas Lodge, which is, it says a heartwarming Christmas one. And I do like heartwarming Christmas films. So I'll put that one on. Some of the others just look hairy scary. And given the fact that I wasted 15 minutes of my life on that pandemic one, that was just scary. And another one I put on was Crash of the Century, which sounds fabulous. But I left off Borat. Didn't fancy that at all. Oh, see you tomorrow, Kim. Night, night. You don't need to be ashamed of a pair of knickers that a dog could eat only if they could only get halfway through before they gave up. Oh no, Milo ate the lot. Came back in a little bag. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh, Polar Express. I've not seen that one. I have not seen Polar Express. Let's
see. Shall I go and sort out dinner?
Why don't you? Polar Express.
Is that like Lola Express?
Let's have a look. Oh, it's not available on Amazon Prime. Mind you, it could be available, couldn't it, on one of the channels, the free-to-airs. You never know. Or it could be on Now TV. I don't know. So I'll keep an eye out on that. I'll add it to my list anyway. I will add it to the list and see how we go. So anyway, what are you guys hoping for next week? Biggles might be announced on the day and released. It could be on the Friday, but it's looking like there'll be that kind of hardware. So I would say Macs of some descriptions. Which Mac would you buy? Are you in the market for a Mac? I am, and it would probably be an iMac, but we know the situation with that. It only came out in August. Having said that, when did Jonathan get his? Because he got a 13-inch MacBook Pro, and that's supposed to be coming out with Apple Silicon. And I don't think Jonathan's had it 6 months. It's a bit bad, isn't it? So what would you buy? Polar Express is lovely. Oh, good. So nobody dies. I don't like films where the animals die. Humans, I'm not that bothered about. Animals, definitely. Can't be doing with animals. You should have seen me as a kid when Mum decided it would be a good idea if we read Narnia together. So we started off with The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Well, once we got to the bit, well, you can imagine the bit, can't you, with Aslan. I created, oh my, I'm not finishing this, it's diabolical. And she was like, just keep reading, just keep reading. But I was all for an all-out strike. But it's all right, it all ends up all right in the end. But it did concern me. Oh, there's so many Christmas films now listed underneath. On the Polar Express page, it does get very good reviews. And there's all of the Christmassy ones, like Miracle on 34th Street, which I think I've seen, but I think I saw the original, not the colour version. Do you know the one I've never seen, everybody rates? The Muppets at Christmas, or The Muppets Christmas Carol, something like that. Muppets at Christmas, that one. Not seen that. Oh, and then The Grinch was another one. Didn't see that. And I don't watch anything that is a Christmas Carol apart from the right version. And the right version is not the 1984 version. Who did star in that? He was bloody awful. George C. Scott. No. Just no. Wrong on so many levels. It has to be the Alistair Sim version. The colourised Alistair Sim version. Got to be right. Never seen Elf either. There you go. Anthony's hoping they release Biggles. You're fed up with Catalina. Your IMAX crash more since you upgraded. Spent all Friday writing detailed instructions on using VoiceOver with Calendar, only to find the file had disappeared. Yeah. I'm not enjoying Catalina. Not particularly for the fact that Catalina is crashing. But Firefox is crashing, right and left. There's no sense to it. It's not when you're opening a new tab or doing something specific. It just goes from under you. So Firefox is one of the things causing a problem. What was the other one? It was something, again, that was crashing. And it's not happening often enough that you would say, right, I'm going to have to use something else. But it's happening often enough that it's annoying. And Firefox had never crashed once under any OS. So this has only started happening since it got to Catalina. I mean, I know that this machine needs a rebuild. I am aware of that. But I haven't got a spare, so I cannot rebuild it. I need this functioning all day. Or at least at certain parts of the day. So how we're broadcasting right now is on my machine. Would that be easy to take across to another one? Not really. The software side of it would be, but the hardware side wouldn't, because the microphones are hardwired into this computer. So the cables disappear under the desk somewhere, and then magic happens. So I wouldn't particularly want to try to extricate it. Then there's the broadcast on Friday night, then Saturday. So what I really need to do is get another Mac, build it up, transfer all of the settings, and then just switch them over, which would take sort of, you know, an hour. Just get them out of the way and switch the cables, which isn't going to happen until a new one arrives. That's where we're at with that. But if Firefox carried on crashing, then I can't bear the thought of going back to Chrome, but I think you'd have to go back to Chrome. I do use Vivaldi a lot, but I consider that like where my Notion is hosted, and then work around that. So I just like having where you're browsing to in a totally separate browser, and that's what Firefox is for. It has all the stuff that I need, including the sidebar and the extensions. I mean, pretty much Things, Notion, Roam, DevonThink and Evernote. And I'm happy. Everything is absolutely perfect in Firefox land, apart from the fact that it crashes like heck on Catalina. Other than that, everything would be fine. What were you typing into, Anthony, when you say it disappeared, that the file disappeared? I have had stuff disappear. I'm trying to think what the last one was. Oh, slides. Slides are still disappearing in Keynote. But obviously the backup thing that I've put in place, I have been able to, you know, recover them from there, because it backs up every, was it 15 minutes? Sometimes you don't even notice these slides are missing. until you go back to them, which could be 3 days later. Obviously, by then, you've done 3 days more work on the file. So what I did at that point... Oh, hang on. Mike's here with tea. There you go. There's a mat to put it on. Oh, toys. More toys. It's all right. Before you get excited, it's a box of tissues. It could be better. Let's put it like that. It could be better. I think I'm going to have to just rebuild it, the whole thing. Oh, that really puts me off. But let me know what disappeared. I got the slides back by opening. I don't keep one backup. I keep incremental backups. So I could open one from 4 days ago and extract the slides that I want. Word saving to Dropbox. When you turned your Mac on Sunday, icons never appeared on the desktop. You had to hard reset it. Switched it on this morning and the file had gone. Oh! To recover it using Dropbox version. That's not good. I tell you what I have had on the desktop, which I find bizarre. Do you have Pathfinder? Pathfinder is a Finder replacement, and I've used it for years, but I don't use it like every second of every day. Because it runs as an app and, you know, you've already got Finder running and stuff. But if I'm doing like a lot of things or I want a certain set of files open, then I'll use Pathfinder. When you open Pathfinder, you can customize the toolbar. And one of the options on the toolbar is to show hidden files. And I love that because you can just toggle it on and off. So I pointed one of the things to the desktop. Let's have a look at it now, see what mood it's in. Right, let's go to the desktop. So I had it pointing at the desktop, and at the moment I've got two files on my desktop, and they are the One More Thing poster, and I had to resize it for the email. But if I turn on this Show Hidden Files, I get a load of other stuff. And interestingly, as you pointed out, with it being a Word file, I have two Word files on my desktop. One was creating a new Gmail account, and this was from June, and another was from November last year. And they've got an underscore at the beginning of them as if they're some kind of backup thing. But I do think you could actually recover it from there, but you can't see them. Everywhere you look at, it says there's nothing there. Nothing there, nothing to see, move along. And yet, if you use Pathfinder and you toggle on the hidden things, there are the files. And I had... a friend who had not exactly a training business, a installation business for computers, and he got told by one of these guys that he was working with that they were really peeved. They were peeved because they had were working with Word files on the desktop and they totally disappeared. So I told him this trick and I said, you know, try that, see if you can have a look at it. And he said, I don't believe it, they're there. But you can't get to them any other way other than the things being unhidden. So you'd have to know that they were there for a start. And they also don't start with a dot. If they don't start with a dot, then they don't look hidden. But actually, they start with, I think it's a tilde, which I don't know if that automatically makes them unseen or whatever. But I'm just having a look at it now. Let's open this file and see what Word makes of it. See if I can recover that one. Because this is obviously happening and I didn't even know it was there. I'd probably moved it. Let's have a look. Word's experiencing a problem. Yes, Word doesn't like the file, does it? That's why I deleted it in the first place. How very clever of you. But yeah, that has happened before, so I'm not surprised at hearing that. It's annoying, isn't it? You'd lost Friday's work. The only way to do it where you wouldn't lose any work is to have that automatic backup thing going on that I have going on. But, I mean, it is set it and forget it. So it's not too arduous, but doing the setup, you know, I guess it depends on how often you'd need it. One thing I do to try and stop that is to use something like Drafts or Evernote to type it into and then take it out to Word as the final part. So I'd take any screenshots and keep them separate and I'd type up the text just as plain text, and then I'd create a Word document and just paste it in, which is a pain in the backside. But if it means you don't lose anything, then it's probably worth it. Oh, so exciting day, considering it's a Monday, isn't it? Do you think Apple are in collusion with Boris, trying to mitigate the impact of going into another lockdown? Boris does say we're going to come out of lockdown on the 2nd of December, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. And back into the lockdown we were already in. He literally said that with a straight face. How does the guy get away with it? He said, on the 2nd, we'll go back to the tiered lockdown. And I thought, but we were already in a tier 3 lockdown. So as you were then, really. Apart from the fact you can possibly go and buy toilet roll. But apart from that, it's as you were. So fantastic. We definitely need the Apple event to keep us occupied. Autosave doesn't seem to work in Word the way it used to. That's a good point. I've only ever found autosave works reliably if the file is in OneDrive. And I'm not overly fond of the files being in OneDrive, I'll be honest. It was difficult to share them, but I do believe they've just updated that. You used to have an area called files shared with you. And they weren't where you would necessarily want to put them. They were just kind of randomly strewn about in this shared bit. And I, you know, if Mike shared something with me and it's about MacBytes, I'd want to put it in a MacBytes folder, not have it in this shared with you folder. But I believe they have actually just fixed that. It was at an event they had about 3 weeks ago, but I haven't had a chance to have a look at it yet. So we'll see how it is when I get to that. You've got the Melbourne Cup today. Oh, the race that stopped the National has a different feel about it this year. We didn't have ours this year, did we? Our big event is Aintree, the Grand National. And we didn't have that at all. Mind you, there was another time that happened, you know. Wasn't it 1993? I was at college, law college, and I was spending the weekend with Mike. And we were walking around a place called Wilmslow. Very posh. I'd bought some books in Waterstones. And we walked past this bookies and he said, oh, it's National Day. Shall we go in? So we went into this bookies. First time I've ever been in a bookies. Oh, no, actually second. There's a funny story with that involving Gary Pallister. And we went in the bookies and we settled down. And it was the time of the false start. It was all abandoned. Oh, did it kick off in the bookies? Mike said, I think we'll leave. We hadn't even placed a bet. But we considered we were the jinx. There you go. No crowds allowed. There was one just before lockdown in the UK. Was it a Cheltenham Gold Cup? And after about 3 weeks in lockdown, they plotted and planned, you know, where all the COVID cases were. And it's basically the 65,000 people who'd been at the Gold Cup. Unsurprisingly. What can you do? Because I said that shouldn't be allowed. But they allowed it and they regretted it. There you go. Anyway, at least we've had some good news today, haven't we? We shall continue pondering that tomorrow as we return. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me and good night from Mike. And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.